So what's up, my friend? I want to give you this really cool marketing strategy that you can use when it comes to creating content, especially if you don't want, if you feel like you have that, like, that imposter syndrome, meaning like, who the hell am I to be giving tips if I haven't had all these big qualifications? Like, how many of you guys have ever felt like I'm not positioned or I'm not qualified to be giving weight loss tips if I'm overweight, or I'm not qualified to be giving network marketing tips if I haven't achieved like $50,000 month in my network marketing business? Well, this one strategy is going to help alleviate all that.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
What's up, my friend? I'm excited to talk to you. I'm driving right now, so if you hear the blinkers going off or you hear my kid in the background, we just had a second. I want to go pick up some stuff, so I thought, why not just rip out a quick podcast to you? But I remember when I first started going live and giving tips on network marketing, I was at a pivotal point in my business because I'd actually left the network marketing business that I had built for years to go build somewhere else. And so like when I made that change, I was in a fitness business, right? And what was interesting was I was giving all these fitness tips, and then I changed my message to giving network marketing tips. And people are like, wait a minute. Why did you go from fitness tips to network marketing tips? The truth is because I fell in love with network marketing. Like, I love the idea of making extra income online. So like, I thought, man, I could talk about network marketing strategies and all this cool stuff all day long, because that's what I get excited to learn about. No, you come on, motherfucker. It's your turn to drive. Yeah. You sorry. Anyways, I'm driving, like I said. Don't edit that out. Anyways, I was at that point in my business where I was like, who am I to be giving tips like this, right? Like, I'm not even qualified. Like, I'm considered an MLM jumper because I left one MLM to go build somewhere else. Like, who's going to take me seriously? And people weren't. People were online heckling me like crazy because I had left that first business that I built. And it was a good business. Like, there was nothing wrong with the company. Honestly, the only reason I decided to, like, end up quitting that business was because so many people were giving me shit. Like, these are people that I, like, cared about or on, like, were just talking smack about me. I was like, fuck this. I don't need this. I'll go build somewhere else. And I guess, long story short, I probably should have just built there and never even had that sparkly light thing go off. You know, grass is greener elsewhere. But that's not the point of my story. Anyways, I was giving these tips, and I was constantly feeling like, who's going to listen to me? And, like, I'm an imposter. Like, I'm not even qualified to be doing this stuff, right? And then I heard one, I can't remember, I think it was actually Gary Vaynerchuk said back in the day, he said this one thing that I was like, oh my God, like, that's, I could do that, right? And if I did it this way, I wouldn't position myself as I'm the expert. So what he said was, like, a really good marketing strategy for creating a ton of content is documenting your journey. So what does this mean? And so, like, I was like, okay, like, how do you do this though? And so he's like, what is something you're doing right now? And as I was, like, watching this, I was like, well, I'm gearing up for, like, a team call that's going to happen in, like, the next 15 minutes. And he was like, well, whatever you're learning right now or whatever you're going through right now, document it. Open up your camera and talk about what you're going through right now. What are you experiencing? What are you learning? And all these things that you're going through, and just document it. And so I was like, huh, that's an interesting thing. Like, well, how can I do that? And so after that team call, I was still thinking about this. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to open up my phone and I'm just going to teach two things that I learned from being on this team call, right? And what I found was, when I was teaching this, I had so many people reaching out to me and like, hey, dude, I watched that video that you just made, and I didn't know that you guys do team calls every week. He's like, that's super cool. I thought that when you started this business, like, you're by yourself, like, you just followed like a regular training, but you're, like, you're on your own. You have, like, an entire team of people. Like, you guys all get together every week. Like, that's super cool. I'm like, yeah, dude, you didn't know that? And so, like, to me, I was like, oh my God, like, I gotta start following this process of showing people, like, the behind the scenes of what I'm doing. And like, now that you, now that we've evolved, like this was years ago, but now that we've evolved, like this is what, why stories are so important. Like whip out your phone on Instagram or Facebook and show people like your day to day. People want to see the behind the scenes of what you're going through. But I was doing that on my YouTube channel. I was doing that. And then once Facebook Live came out, like I started doing it on Facebook Lives and just showing people like what I'm learning through the stuff that I'm doing. Like this is what I learned today. Here's some of the takeaways that I had today. Here's some of the struggles that I went through today. And as I was doing that, a lot of people were like, dude, thank you for being so transparent and so real about what you're going through and what you're doing. Like, I remember some people being like, I want to join you. Some people like, if I ever decide to take the plunge, I will be joining you. And it was interesting because down the road, people were like, Trey, I've been watching your videos for years now. And I you know, I'm ready. I'm in the position now where I want to join. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. But it never would have happened if I didn't have the balls enough to open up my phone and be like, look, this is what I'm learning today. And what I also found from just doing that was so many people in my downline started doing it as well, because you're not positioning yourself as I'm the expert. You're positioning yourself as this is what I learned today, and I'm just documenting my journey. And you will find, what I found at least, was that so many people were almost as like they were tuning into my stories and into my Facebook Lives and even my YouTube channel, because they were, it was as if they were on this journey with me and they wanted to learn all this stuff too. And I started growing my following, I started growing my subscribers, and I started growing my email list. All these things happened because I was just documenting what I was doing. And a lot of you guys are probably thinking, well, how is that going to convert into sales? Because people are going to see what you're doing and that you're sharing what you're doing and what you're going through. And it's also as if like you're helping them skip the struggle line or the struggle, I don't want to say the struggle bus, but like you're saying, look, this is what I went through, and you don't have to go through that because I found that this is a better way to do it this way, like a better way to do your videos, a better way to market, a better way to generate leads. Like, yeah, sure, you can go message people, but I found a way better way to get leads coming to you. And if you share that stuff, people are like, oh, I thought the only way that to build this business was by messaging people. It's like, no. And then the way that you've taught them that is through just documenting your journey. So, you know, that's a powerful way. And look, it doesn't have to just be in a video. Like, look, if you are a good writer, start a blog. If you're a good speaker, I'm not a good speaker. But that's, to me, I don't give a shit about being a good speaker. I would rather make my purpose is much bigger than me. And so this isn't about me. Like, this is about helping you. And it's the same thing for you. Like, no one gives a shit if you mess up. Like, if you heard me in the beginning of this podcast, I swore at some driver because he's a dipshit driver. Like, I don't care about being perfect because this isn't about me. It's about helping you. It's the same thing for you. It's about you showing up and serving your audience. And all you got to do is document where you're at. And so, look, this is your, I'm not the guy to give you permission to do shit, but like whatever's going on in your head right now, false beliefs, these limited beliefs that are holding you back from just getting out there and talking about the thing that you're passionate about, get out there and do it, man. Like, this is your thing. Go on. Matter of fact, today I started something I could talk about next podcast. Today I actually started doing this new journey that I'm on. Not a network marketing company, nothing like that, but me doing a consistent live video every single day for the next 21 days at 10 a.m. every single morning. And my only purpose of doing this is A, being consistent, but B, there's some things that I'm testing out and tweaking out, and I want to know the answers of it. And so the only way for me to find the answers is for me to go on this journey and go through the obstacles and the things that are going to suck and only come out of there with the things that are proven to work. And all I'm going to do is show my results at the very end and see, was the thought that I had, the thesis, is that correct? Are my predictions that what I thought would happen? And if they don't, back to the drawing board. I'm on a mission right now to prove something correct. And if I can come back with results, then what I can do is that I can say, hey, these are results that I've gotten. Would you like to get the same results? And then my next mission is to help those people get results. And if those people get results, maybe I'll turn it into like a paid challenge, or maybe I'll turn it into a course. I don't know. But I only do stuff that I know will work. And so that's something I can document, right? Is me going through that journey. But there you go, my friend. I just want to quickly pass it over to you. I appreciate you. I love you. Start documenting your fucking journey. then don't worry about whether you're an imposter, because now you don't have to worry about that whatsoever. All you're doing is sharing your experiences, and your experiences, no one can call you out on it. No one can say that you're a bullshitter, because these are your experiences. I love you. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing, and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for meaningful success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!